Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
In conclusion, I would like to point out that it's time for revolutionary new look in primetime and variety podcasting, and the combination of Aaron and Shay can bring this to the world. Yes, for over 20 years, Shay here and the dedicated group of people that make up the Red Phone Zone have been developing the art of internet entertainment to heights were never before considered possible. And at the same time, Aaron here has been developing and creating art and opinions of movies, comic books, and all things geek-related. From the same creative minds that brought you Giant Ketchup, The Iffy Shay Show, and Super Nerd Night, these two giants of the industry have fused their creative juices into one great explosion of brilliant internet programming. And what is this fusion of creative juices called? The Red Phone Zone. A show that will be loved and adored by every Alexa home in the country. Small children will love the cute, cuddly characters. Young people love the fresh and innovative comedy. College kids, intellectual eggheads, will love the underlying symbolism of everything. Freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds will love that we are freaky, long-haired, dirty, cynical nerds. Because that is what show business is all about. Yes, and when the show hits, the careers of the men who made it possible to put the show on the air will skyrocket. People like John Hamm, Brad Hunstable, and even Dr. Gayla Fair will become stars in their own right. The names of these men will become household words like stove, sink, toilet, no, like patriotism, apple pie, and mother. Friends, the United States of America, no, the world needs a Red Phone Zone, and you should download this show. Now, we're not pulling punches here. I mean, there's nothing subtle about this pitch. So download this show and put it on your MP3 player, because we'll all be famous. The Red Phone Zone will be famous, and Ustream will be famous, because we'll all have a hit show in our hands, and we'll get all temperamental and hard to work with, but you won't care, because we'll all make a lot of money, and Aaron and Shane will be happy, and you'll be happy, and the Red Phone Girl will be happy, and God will look down on us and smile on us, and he will say, let them have a 40 share!
Aaron, why don't you just say Red Phone Zone, 8 p.m. Central at redphonezone.com.
Broadcasting Wednesday nights on Ustream.tv.
Vorpal Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
We're gonna keep looking around. We'll come back for you. Just don't die on us.
Sad. Sad.
Yeah, you can breathe.
You can breathe that ooze.
You can talk to him.
Why are you signing?
Because I don't know if you can hear me.
You won't even talking to him.
Sorry, the rest of us have been talking.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Pout.
as the necromancer is probably sitting down there going like, what kind of casters don't have to spell magic?
I have to spell magic.
It doesn't work on force.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't?
No.
Mm-mm.
Wall of force cannot be dispelled. Neither can force cage.
Oh, well then I guess I couldn't dispel it even if I had third level spells.
Unless it's Zykon's moderately escapable force cage.
Well, we'll come back for you.
Don't talk to me, talk to him. I'm not that dragon.
It took us 11 hours to get here.
Kind of pulls out a pack, kind of sets it against the fourth wall. You did it, Vinger.
I put a band-aid on the fourth wall. Good luck. Alright, everyone ignore this other door. Let's just open the one that's closed. Wait, Ricardo!
What door? There's no door there. There.
No, there is a door.
Look,
there is a door. No, imagine the door.
Imagine the door.
Is it in one of the force cages too?
Yeah.
I'm trying to kill you to put out of your misery.
They weren't into that.
This door is fairly safe.
It's fairly safe.
Hey, Tana, I nominate you to open this door first since I've done the last couple.
Then go get water.
So when you refuse to kill all the other elves, put them out there.
Yeah, this thing is wrong, though.
And crazy elven women stuck in vats aren't...
I don't know if they were crazy.
Cloned elven
Carter,
women
listen to the door.
Vats are captured by a necromancer.
Well, you guys seem to have taken care of it fairly well.
25.
You hear a person muttering to himself in elven.
Lived and prospered and...
I don't understand, but
because
there's
some guy
in my
magical
presence. Alright, I'm going to fight.
Exactly.
Is the door trapped or locked?
No.
Yeah, fine.
It's moderately safe.
It's fairly safe.
Fairly safe.
Alright, Tana, do you want to go smash the Nyapian scientist? Or, I'm sorry, does your elven blood not let you do damage anymore? Oh, I'm so sorry. I can understand why you want to hurt him sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't help if
he started. I moved in there for a reason.
You said it was safe?
It's moderately safe. I'm sorry, fairly safe, yes.
Alright, you know what? I'll double check it for you if you're not quite sure.
He says it's safe. He hasn't been wrong so far, except
for
the ceiling.
No, I said it's fairly safe.
And that pit that Rooney fell down.
Is it, it's searched, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He even found the mimics.
19.
Yes, I did find
the mimics. Fairly safe. Maybe you might get a splinter if you open it wrong.
See, it's fairly safe.
It might be dangerous.
Well, considering what's on the other side, probably.
I was like, Andre, you're going to draw, and you close the pen? That's how confident Andre is that he's going to kill us all?
Shit.
No, there's just nothing in this room except for him. He's standing there in an empty room. With a giant circle. And it's got stuff.
It's a pool of doom and justice.
I think it's a giant room.
I think it's a giant pool with you in it.
No, I think it's a pool of doom and justice.
I think it's a pool of doom.
I think it's drawn on the floor. Isn't
random,
it pretty?
A random heart. Like,
no.
Happy.
No, he's doing a supersized drawing of sperm. He's trying to create life. So he needs the...
That's true.
So that's what it looks
now
like.
Now he just
Let's...
needs the egg.
That...
So the sperms have infiltrated the egg at this point, then.
Alright, basically what it is, it's a fairly large room over here. You recognize this as an elven thing. It's basically a meditation pad, because you don't use beds.
Mm-hmm.
But you at least want something that's comfortable to sit on. This is an experimental desk. This is a large, basically, sigil on the ground that seems to be glowing.
Right!
It is a giant sperm drawing. And there are a couple of bookcases. Go ahead and roll initiative so we can quickly stomp this guy into the dirt.
Where's the actual rooting for?
We don't know.
Not in
not there or
it.
Okay, I just wanted to
21
was there or not.
Tyler.
I probably need to roll dice.
I decide I go on 15 this time.
I don't know, my mind was having trouble processing what you were wanting. At 7. Back to my normal initiative.
I got it.
I haven't been rolling very well today. Well, initiative wise.
Whose fault is that?
Okay.
Yeah.
You go, well, what?
Seven.
Okay. Ryan?
You don't know.
20.
Jessica?
Boom, 14.
I figure if I can guess it.
Steven?
Whoa!
Yeah. It's okay. He's asleep.
No, I'm not.
All right, fine. He's bored. All right, Alec.
Well, considering all those things were cloned and he cloned...
I look at the Nyapian, I guess.
But he cloned all those.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Amanda. Alec might be falling asleep.
Quick, poke him.
Suddenly Tana falls on the ground and crawls.
He's assaulted by folks?
Well, here's the first lesson. He looks like any other Nyapian elf I've seen, right? Yes, fairly emotionless, sitting
Remember,
in a laboratory.
He's half shadow.
Mm-hmm.
We were told this.
Does he look off at all? His shadows have... He doesn't have a shadow.
You think shadows don't have shadows?
Yes.
Well, I suppose...
Charge! Full power attack! Jumpy, jumpy.
One hand, remember, got the torch in the other.
Jumpy, jumpy.
Wait, I thought you said you got goggles of...
No. Not inside
not yet.
I'll send out a messenger squirrel. The guy opens up the bag with all the money.
How did the squirrel carry that much gold?
It carried it in platinum pieces. Even then,
29.
You'll hit the flat-footed Nyepian elf.
Is he considered undead?
Power no, attack. He's not.
10.
He will take 10. Oh, wait, hold on. His skill concealment doesn't save him. He bleeds. Ryan.
Do shadows bleed?
What's on top of that desk?
Arcane shit.
Ew. Okay, I'll go stand on the arcane shit.
I think you've got Eye of Newt in between your toes.
Yeah, it's not first, man.
Oh, well, if I can get there, I'll go ahead and get on the other side.
He's flat-footed still.
Quite so.
Now, does that mean I got my sneak attack against him?
You do now.
Yeah, you would have.
Oh, I guess I do too.
Cool. At 7. Oh, wait, do I sneak attack? Can shadows be sneak attack?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's only part shadow.
Okay, so he gets some of the concealment, but not a lot.
That's 18? About it. 18 will hit him.
20?
The 18 would have hit him because he's flat-footed.
Okay, cool. 20 because I'm Jack. Damn it.
And sneak attack damage.
17.
Up to 34. He's a durable Nyepian elf. He's broken the 30, so he's not dead yet. 17, he goes next.
They do have minus 2 con, don't they?
Yes.
I have a minus 2 con.
He casts defensively. He succeeds. He points at you. What's your touch AC? I rolled a 15 before I add anything.
You meet it with that.
Give me a fortitude save.
Is this negative energy?
No, this is disintegration.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
boy. Please make this, otherwise it hurts. I've been hit with this before. It's a dual fortitude save, yeah. Right?
It's not so... the one you were hit with was some dual.
Yes.
31.
I got hit with it
31.
5 times.
Okay. You succeed.
You will succeed.
So I still...
Yeah.
You'll, it does a very small...
I think it's like 5d6, but that's what I'm checking.
Just hope he doesn't hit you, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm popping all my trinkets. Blowing all my cooldowns.
And why so are you blowing silly. A cooldown?
Are you blowing your load early?
I wouldn't say it's early.
Well, all I have to do is ask Amanda if he does that.
On the Sour Fang fight, I sadly, my DPS suffers.
You take 14.
Because it lasts longer.
And that's
than, like,
not considered physical.
A minute?
No. It's just like first two a bit minutes. Of you kind of go...
You feel yourself blinking it out of reality.
That was his turn.
It lasts longer than 2 minutes.
14, you said?
14, I said. Jessica.
I can keep it basically a 5K.
Cast a spell.
Sometimes 4K.
Weak.
But that's the bane of an enhanced shaman.
I suppose I should move. Yeah, so go over here.
Move right there. You're a monk. I really don't care. Steven!
Well, haste hasn't happened yet, so...
I might not haste this battle.
You might not need to
haste the charge.
That's what I said.
Your choice is standing on the table or in the sigil.
I'll go to the table, because that's it. I have my outsider ring on, though. Was it? Can you summon undead? Oh, I'm going to test my ring. I'm going to stand in the sigil.
The sigil flares!
Okay, well...
Hold on. Oh, hold on. Sorry. For Ryan? Nope. Concealment didn't save me. For Steven? Nope. Concealment didn't save him.
You want to get the grip deck?
Sword or mace?
Sword.
Terrible gash! Double damage and one charisma drain.
And does he count as an elf?
Yes, he does.
That's 11 plus 10. And the ranger damage is not double, does it?
No.
Okay. So 21 plus 4 is 25.
25. He's up to 59, proving once again that he is a durable elf.
He's broken the 50s.
He's almost at the 60s, actually.
Then we go to 10. Smite Evil! D10, because he's got his maul. Splat!
Hooray, splatting.
Yeah, you see, I didn't even get to go.
Ha-ha! That was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah.
Nice, most of these, nice hit there.
Most of these leaders, most of these Necromancers have been. Necromancers themselves are
working. That's because they're mages.
Does he have anything on him?
Yes, he's got some bracers, a ring, and a dagger.
Search the room, please. And would you write that down?
Oh, hey, when you did your detect magic, did the elves glow have their items glow at all?
27. 27? Yes.
He said the whole room.
Room's clear. No secret doors, no nothing. It's a fairly... Well, that counts as an alchemy lab. minus Eye of Newt.
Can you check and see if this is the right guy?
Me?
We had a decoy before.
Indeed.
What, knowledge religion? What?
This would be a heal check.
Oh.
24. 24? He looks pretty Nyapian.
He's a Nyapian.
There are some parts of his body that are slightly shadowy, but...
He's part shadow.
Okay.
Can flash it over to Amanda.
Okay. Out of character, we know it wasn't a duplicate.
Well, he also can make clones, so...
Well, you know, that does seem to be fairly common here.
Really? Yeah.
By the way, he is unconscious, technically.
All right, so
you're... Can I go large in the vet? You had a ring dagger and what else?
Bracer.
Well, if he's unconscious, wake him up and interrogate him. See his dirty little secrets.
Do the elven maidens, do they have anything?
Nothing worth looting. Mundane studded leather armor. Mundane.
And let's also see if he has another disintegration spell. Because if he does, we can free Rooney Hoare with it.
True. Did you guys find anything? Any spells?
What?
Disintegration spells in your searching?
I searched the bookcases.
Books on necromancy bringing back to life.
I thought we said that there wasn't anything else in the room.
Alright, well, I assume we go destroy the mimics. How do we just smash mimics like you do a door?
I don't know. I don't know anything about them.
I don't know.
First off, let's wake this guy up.
Oh, yeah, right. Alright, he's tied.
Wake him up.
We wake him.
Slash some random alchemy junk on him.
Grows an arm out of him. Unfortunately, that was really high powered alchemist fire.
So, he kind of looks at all of you impassively.
Alright, so who's interrogating?
Someone to intimidate.
Are you the real Mose?
Would the real Mose please stand up? Please stand up.
You're not from the 21st century.
Well, technically he could be. What's the year?
I'm as real as they get.
What I mean
But I'm not quite sure there's a reason why I should bother.
What I mean is, are you a clone?
Not that I know of.
Or are you a decoy?
Have you cloned yourself?
Not that I know of.
Alright.
So you're the only one of you?
I prefer to think of myself as a unique snowflake.
Do you have any more of the spell you just used?
Which one? The one before I went splat?
Yes.
Yes.
The one I'd have to re-memorize my other spell.
The one that breaks the force field.
I'd have to re-memorize it. Although I'm not quite sure why I should.
How do you destroy the mimics?
Your death will be quick and painless.
Yeah, honestly.
You beat them.
Okay.
How does he do what?
Destroy the mimics. Oh.
Preferably from far away.
But yes.
We have a couple of Alright, well, I'm convinced. Well, it makes sense motive.
I got 27.
This one is indeed convinced that he's the only one.
Alright, he's legit to me. I say we drag him back and turn him in.
Okay. Well, first off, you get Rooney her out.
Yes.
No. What are you going to do? Beat me? I can't feel anything anymore, so pain isn't going to work. Oh no! You're going to kill me! Oh wait! You're probably the same group that's brought down the other two necromancers recently.
Hey, you're showing emotion.
We didn't kill them.
Brought down.
Technically, yes. The lich was already dead.
We haven't faced the lich.
Yes, we have. We've forced... No, that way I wasn't lich.
No.
We sent mummy minions.
We have fought Falstein and
Wait,
more
does this guy... Can this guy take subdual?
He's an elf in every intensive purposes with a few minor changes, like plus two to dex.
Well, I say the Doge Toys Mimics are proposed.
Yes. Well, then, no, that comes from years of being a necromancer.
Then drag him back to town, turn him in, use some cash money, get Disintegrate, come free, Rooney.
Disintegrate's like, what, 7th, 9th?
6th.
6th level spell? Okay. Sure. Whatever.
Alright, let's...
Wait, I use my personal zap!
Alright, everyone pull out your bows, let's shoot the mimics.
I do. 10.
Mimics have DR.
Can we just assume we kill the mimics eventually?
Yeah, you can kill the mimics. I'm not worried about them. It was more of a surprise type
of
thing.
Were there any secret doors over there?
Over here? No. There are two decoy rooms where if you sit down, the sofa eats you.
No!
So there's nothing in here for this?
No, all of them are mimics.
Okay! Alright, let's go turn this guy in.
Alright, we'll turn him in. What's the items he has?
He has bracers of armor. 3.
Ooh.
Ring of protection. 2.
Ooh, that's better than mine.
And a dagger. That's fine.
I'll take the dagger plus 1.
This guy was not well equipped.
No, he wasn't.
He's a clone.
No,
he has a spell book.
He was a legit person. He just didn't think people would get past his traps and gelatinous
ooze. How much is the spell book worth?
Not a lot on the top market. In the bottom market, it's worth 5,000.
Alright, well, we'll sell it there later.
Okay. Reason why it's not much on the top market.
Necromancy.
Yeah, it's got a whole bunch of necromancy.
So is that 5,000 after the half price? Is that just 5,000 we get for selling it?
It'd be 2,500.
Jerk.
His value is 5,000.
How much is it to buy this roll of Disintegrate?
Before we leave, I'd like to grab a few interesting looking books and bring them to Bart, maybe as a bonus.
We could always give the book to Bart, see if there's anything in there he wanted.
Do any of you have a debt to Bart?
No. We could trade the books to Bart for a Disintegrate spell.
Well, I was going to say, we can give the books to Bart. He might find that more use out of it, considering it's necromancy than us getting money off of it.
1650 in terms of...
Well, it's happening that he owes us one.
Or he can give us a Disintegrate so we can get Rooney Greer out.
I don't think that's...
The spell book is not worth a Disintegrate spell. He might give us a Disintegrate spell and still owe us half that.
Okay, it's up to you.
Exactly for a Disintegrate.
It's 1650.
I talked to the guy.
Okay, so much to him.
But after he leaves, you know, darkness descends again.
Oh.
After who leaves?
It's 1,600 gold for a Disintegrate scroll, or 1,650 for a Disintegrate scroll. But Death Ward...
is 4th level.
Oh, it's lower, okay.
Who needs what? Who leaves what?
No, whenever he's not studying Rooney... The darkness redescends.
The darkness.
Oh, on her, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, well, we'll go straight to Bart then, since we're out here.
Okay.
Actually, well, since
you go straight to Bart, let's go straight to Bart. Why not? Let's walk over there.
It's 6 hours.
6 hours? Okay, yeah, we'll rest.
Yeah, so we'll rest peacefully.
Alright, can I get some healing before we rest?
Sure.
I've taken 53 points of damage.
I can kind of patch you up. Patch you up.
I'm not taking damage.
I succeeded patching you up.
Yay!
Okay, Yana's like, I'm not getting anywhere near any of these stupid booby traps.
Rope trick!
15. 29.
That's how much I need. That's all that's rest, and I'm good. That is exactly the amount I need.
Sleep and go over bars. Knock, knock, knock.
I handed my card.
Hello. Jerk. By the way, we keep the guy unconscious.
Thank you.
I had him thrown over my shoulder just because.
We go inside.
Mm-hmm. He's sitting in one of the side rooms. He's actually alone this time.
Hello, Bart.
Aw, wish you a lovely van for this.
Seeing her father. I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
In-laws work the same way as the living with the undead.
I've had bad experiences with vampires.
So.
I don't blame you.
We brought the next one. For them.
Steven,
I don't want him.
No.
Well, no, we're just.
We're wondering if you wanted this for something.
Oh, the spell book? Yeah. Sure, I'll take it.
Well, he's here too, anyway.
Yeah. We're not dropping him off, you're just on the way back.
Ah, very well.
Do you happen to have any disintegration scrolls? He has a lot of two.
I happen to have two. Why?
Would that be equal value for that?
No.
Would one of them be equal value?
Yes, I would give you one scroll, but I'd have to owe you some.
Okay.
That's fine.
I can reanimate your friend if he dies again.
Since our dragon, our half-dragon is kind of in a force wall, so...
Ah, yes.
Technically, I already have to reanimate him twice to be equal.
So, yeah. See, so, we'll, if I can get that scroll,
that'd
be nice.
We'll see
you right
back.
Yes.
12 hours. Yes, 12 hours from now, actually.
he will come back after a little while with a scroll handed to you.
Thank you, we appreciate that.
Is it okay if we leave him here? Because I don't really need to drag around.
No.
Okay.
He and I have bad blood.
Here, take this merciful step. Just bonk him on the head when he wakes up.
No, we can do that.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
Actually, we'll probably do it before he wakes up. You know, just beat him with the
sack. Beat him one time an hour. Yeah, oh, another hour back.
You guys will make it back. You guys will cross the dreaded pit. It won't open. Although you can feel like it was going.
Ooh, does my con come back?
It heals at a rate of one per...
That's all I needed.
Put yourselves
around where you would be when I'm releasing Rudora.
Thank you, Stormhammer.
By the way, at this point, Rooney looks like she's frothing. Or he's frothing.
What?
What do you mean?
He looks like he's frothing.
He's got
like crazy.
Yes, he looks a little crazy.
Can I do a sense motive on him now?
He's got rabies.
Sure.
31.
He looks crazy. Probably violently so.
Does he like those clones?
Those clones were asleep.
Yeah, but they woke clones. Up.
He looks insane.
Guys, before I disintegrate this force field, can you, like, get ready to grab the...
I think we should get in attack formations.
Oh. Form attack formation.
Yeah, well. Alpha, beta, kappa. Descend. Okay. Go.
How
go.
Are you playing with me?
Why am I here?
Ah! Aren't you guys going to grab her? Or you just want to kill her?
No, subdue her.
Him.
Okay.
Activate merciful property. I'm a great sword.
Wait.
Well, we do want to subdue him because if we start grappling big, we kind of, yeah.
Die.
You guys would still win pretty easily. But
dancing yeah. Field, maybe.
All right, you guys are all holding. I'll basically give you a round of attacks on Rooney.
I did succeed on disintegrating it.
Hold on, there's cover in the way. See if you disintegrate, Steve.
I grappled him.
Ow! Oops. Well, we need to pull...
I need... Well, some powder might work. You got a caterpillar.
Well, Bart, you know how you said you'd owe us the resurrection? Well, we need it now.
Alright, so we're just going to pull around and tackle.
Jessica is initiating a grapple with her.
Mm-hmm. I'll grapple too.
We all join in then?
And then I can...
Go ahead and give me a grapple check.
Yeah, use your merciful greatsword.
I'm
going to stay out of this, then.
I'm medium-sized.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point for me to go into it. I assist.
Point.
Point.
I also
point.
26.
Point.
I would have got it normally.
Alright. If it was actually Pinner, then I can manacle him.
Okay, let's put everyone on here.
Alright, make a check. You or you, I don't care.
I step back.
With what, as bonus?
Just another grapple check.
I'm assuming you're gonna try to break out.
Oh.
Break out! Yep.
Okay. 29.
Is this considered combat?
Yes.
I failed to assist.
Yes. I assist on track. I feel like a 31.
All right. Does natural one on assisting matter at all? No. Does that just fail?
Hey.
It's just fail.
Now you guys need to make another check. If you,
now it's our turn, so we have to pin. Yeah.
Yes.
Jessica just.
If you. What?
Nothing. I skipped ahead a round or two.
I have an assist.
Steven, if you assist, you will not be able to manacle.
Oh, then I hold. Wait,
do I
give
me
pin
one last grapple?
She's already manacled, dude.
30.
Okay.
Yes. Did you beat her?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got a 30.
Manacle.
Okay.
6.
That's what I was waiting for.
I actually can redirect his face.
I take his hands and tie them up to his face and close his mouth shut.
Hog tie him, put his hands. His
I don't want to carry him all the way back, you kidding me?
Rooney Pittles.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Rooney Pittles.
Are we sure this is her or him?
Obviously the dude would do something crazy to it.
Yeah.
Do any of you guys have spells that can like tap into his brain?
No.
No.
Insane in the membrane! Insane in the brain!
Alright, well let's drag him back to town and
hold
see
on
if he gets better.
Get it, drag him.
Since I've disabled the ceiling, try and open up the thingy again and see what's down there. Cause I wanna know how that came out to there.
Can I borrow
magic
a big ass hammer, the storm hammer?
Small.
Thank you. This seems like it's better for breaking stone than a sword. It is, or is it, or is it not?
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it. You break stone.
I say game wise, it doesn't matter, but
yeah.
But in Dragon Age,
it descends into darkness. Not like natural darkness. It descends into darkness. Darkness.
Oh. I pick up a random stone and throw it down. Do we hear anything?
I'll dispel the darkness.
Oh.
Give me the spell check.
That sounds like it hurt. That's for you, Rooney.
17.
You don't quite beat his caster level.
You're telling me he's not like a fifth level caster?
I can't disintegrate at fifth level. You're just cheating now.
19.
No, he's not a ninth level caster.
Does anyone else feel like...
Feet.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, we'll do it one more time.
Okay, well...
Ricardo threatens to push you down the pit if you don't...
Oh. Even less.
Oh.
Okay, 26.
26. Yes, roll a d4.
It's a magic it's item.
Yes.
Okay.
It goes bye-bye for... Yep!
I think it's saw blades.
Wait! Basically.
I get a 21 on notice while it's the thing of this magic zone. Do I see anything odd besides the spinning blades?
Anything else seeming?
The blades are clean. That's about it.
It's not hard to do.
In a day.
Constant prestidigitation? No, if they're spinning like that for constantly, blood will fall off of it.
Mm-hmm. When you look at Rooney, he's pretty lucky that he only lost a pinky. Because that's considered a wall of blades spell. Or whatever it's called.
Blade wall.
Like blade wall.
Yeah. Anyways, alright. Let's take him back to town then.
It was just a... thing. There was just a floor down there?
No, it descended into the blades and then you can't really see past the blades.
Oh.
Because it's a wall of
Ricardo,
blades.
Ricardo, I have a word for you.
Yeah, let's go.
I need more magic.
So do I. Okay, well, I guess we drag the Rooney clone out of there.
Stupid Rooney clone.
I say you drag him because I already got the scientist.
All right.
Oh, by the way, does he have any of his equipment on him?
Mm-hmm.
Take off the ring.
Yoink. What's the ring do?
Enlarge.
He still has to make a strength check for the manacles. But I don't want him risking breaking my manacles. They're expensive. Well, not compared to magical items, but still.
get magic manacles.
Yeah, but I don't care too right
there's
now.
A dimensional shackles. They're actually
okay. Maybe. Well, you guys will eventually make it back to town, regardless of how many hours it takes.
Maybe we should take...
We'll turn in the dude and then take Rooney to the temple district, maybe?
Yes.
Well, I was thinking taking him to Bart, but...
No, Bart, this is...
He might have something.
I don't think this is Bart's specialty.
He knows things, though.
Let's take him to
a doctor.
Healer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why don't we not take frothing, bound half-dragon... to the guards and drop off this guy, so I don't...
Here! We found a necromancer. It did something to our friend.
We had to have some of you take her to the temple dish and the rest of us will...
Well, I guess I'll be turning in the guy.
Alright, whatever. I'll go take...
I'll leave this group going to the... turning in the guy.
Yes, because you can't enter the temple district.
Neither
I'm
can
not
I.
Telling you that.
Yeah, I know.
Plus, also, we're all deputy now, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yep. We've all been deputized.
Okay.
You come with us? Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Alright. You guys will, of course, drop off the next message. Yay! Woo! You guys rock!
Okay. I feel kind of awkward.
Later that night, there's just a puddle in the place where they put the necromancer.
A stomped puddle. A few bits of bone.
No. They put him in an anti-magic zone. Is he just a clown?
Well, you guys will take over to the temple district and they're like, oh my good lord, your friend's possessed!
We must bind him and beat the devil out of him!
Expose the demon! Then they'll take him off to a room.
Make sure you get my manacles back.
You don't want to see this. They close the door.
Okay, we'll just listen.
Oh god, there's pea soup everywhere!
They take off the manacles, Rudy proceeds to kill all the clerics.
Okay, five times in a row. Okay. You hear a bone shattering snap.
I suppose I'll look inside.
And kind of a noise.
Look inside.
Okay, so who wants to bet? Was that Rooney or one of the priests?
I know.
You kind of peer inside, and of course, there's blood and guts everywhere. Apparently, Rooney vomited up his own intestines. It just kind of... So his eyes roll back in the head.
So it's dead, huh?
It looks pretty damn dead.
Oh, poor Rooney.
Suck.
He was possessed by quite a powerful demon.
at least dragon blood isn't caustic.
Why did I wear white?
Because you're a priest?
I'm terribly sorry about your friend. But his soul is saved!
So can we call this even? I mean, you killed our friend, but, you at least...
Yes, don't go to the newspaper.
Maybe you should resurrect our friend.
We don't have any of those around here. Only scrolls.
Well,
somebody else needs to tell us what.
Poke.
Oh, look at that! There's a shiny thing I have to take care of over there.
I'm at the guard. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm at the guard.
How much
do we
need to raise to get Rudy back from demon possession?
We always go for reincarnate.
What happens if they reincarnate somebody who's alive already?
That's actually where they're going to get the clue.
Yes,
when they bring you back and they're like, the soul's still alive, and people are like, the fuck you mean the soul's still here?
And I'm not kidding about reincarnate, it's cheaper than resurrection.
How much does reincarnate cost?
I doubt that Rooney's gonna even come back if you're gonna make it something different.
Well, it won't be something different, it will be a half-dragon something different.
No, it will not.
It will be something different.
That's what you told me.
That's because he was being nice.
Oh. That was Kao Fu when a god directly intervened and made you a half-dragon.
So is it, if we roll enough...
That's a natural half-dragon.
Okay.
So is it, if we roll enough, Rune's going to become a
full
blood elf.
Our options are either 700 for reincarnate, 12,175 for resurrection, or 6,125 for raised dead.
I guess we'll go with raised dead.
Does she still lose a level?
No. Andre took that away.
You don't don't need to worry about that.
Oh, it's just the duration at which...
How much money do you have? Because you told us before.
I have 20,000.
Okay,
we're stealing from your fund to resurrect you.
You better put that back.
We go see your wife. He died. We can bring him back, but we need to know where his stash of money is.
And I'm sure we can get a refund on the scroll, but it doesn't work.
You walk in, you find her with a mailman. Okay.
So, we attempt the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens.
The soul is currently... I'm sorry, but the soul is currently busy. Please call again. Your prayer is important to us.
Hey, we're having an actual cleric ask this.
No, you're not. The clerics don't memorize. Raise dead.
No, like we get the scroll.
And okay, yes, you get a scroll. Yes, that's fine.
I guess Jessica can cast
so
it.
I suppose...
So are we out 6,000 gold?
Mm-hmm. We can't.
But Rooney is not dead. That's what you get. And you're like...
Huh.
So we couldn't even force them to give us a refund?
No.
I intimidate them. Because I'm not...
They sold the scroll to you. Fair is fair.
Yes.
Fuck off.
As long as the spell is worn.
Yep. I shanked them a lot.
That's what
Alright, well, let's just all this stuff.
I turned chaotic evil.
So, everyone subtract 1,000 gold from your pot.
Did you take it from my wife?
I said you take 6,000 from his...
You take it from his widow.
No, now we don't have a wife.
What happened to my...
So, pencil? Should we just take 6,000 from the wife?
Amanda's not letting us take the entire stash from her money.
You took my pencil, didn't you?
I took this.
Amanda doesn't have a say in this. You guys get to decide how you do this.
Alright. Andre, what is his wife's reaction?
No, that's my pencil, but this is your pencil? This is your pencil.
When we tell her that he's dead, but we just need 6,000 so we can bring him back. We want to get...
Just subtract 1,000 from your money. It's easier.
I'm actually curious to see what his wife's reaction would be to this.
Where's my
tablet? Tell him this.
You realize if you take all my money, there's going to be some consequences.
We'll repay you in the end, Buster.
How did he die?
She
says in Soranian.
She knows sign language.
Kind of. Did you teach her night guard?
Well,
I don't know.
That would be funny.
You can tell her that.
Yeah, so nobody can tell her. Okay.
Walk up.
You walk up, blah 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 blah.
Hmm?
Blah 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 blah.
You say my name, she might understand you.
Blah 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 blah. Rooney Hura, blah blah blah.
Oh!
Rooney Hura. She's like...
Uh-huh.
Well,
I don't think she understands us.
Ooh, my wife can talk to her.
Right, whatever.
That's true, your wife can talk to her.
I'll leave my wife and tell her, please don't mess with her too much.
Okay. You said too much, okay.
Well, I know if I tell her don't mess with her, she's going to be like, sure.
Okay, so she walks up and begins speaking, of course, in Soranian, and... tears. She quickly runs upstairs and... She grabs the goes to your stash and literally like dumps the thing in front of you and begins pleading with your wife.
Worst person to plead with.
It was my stash.
Ooh.
And her soul.
Dear?
Oh, she yes. just lost her soul.
We don't need to make any agreements with her, okay?
She's offering.
It's okay.
What are you talking about agreements?
My wife's kind of like...
She's offering to pay me an extra 1,000 if I can bring him... If we can bring him back in one piece. Excuse me, shopping spree!
Rudy is part of the group. We do not take advantage of people like that.
You don't.
I'm sorry. Well,
we just needed this money anyways, so...
Well, I'll take my 1,000.
Dear?
Yeah, anyways. Here... I walk off with it.
Okay, so...
She walks upstairs and begins putting on black clothes.
I pat her on the back before she...
I didn't let Steven's wife take that money, by the way.
No, that's fine. She'll come back later.
That's fine. She can be pissed off. Because I don't really know that anything's wrong with her. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever.
Apparently it's how their culture is.
Here's how it works.
Here's my question. Are we taking the money from Amanda, or are we just assuming we'll pay her back at a later date?
If Rooney wants the money back, we'll pay her back, but otherwise we'll just
take user money.
I assume you want the money back?
Oh, yes.
Well, in the future, when she asks, well,
that's 20,000 gold.
No, that's 6,000.
Oh. I thought you were taking all my money.
No, we're taking 6,000.
You realize you almost have enough money to cast True Resurrection.
So?
She only needs 5,000 extra.
Yeah.
So anyways, we just take 6,000. Needs a life for that. And scroll, then scroll fails.
No, that's Resurrection.
All right,
so everyone in favor going back to his place and searching around again?
Sure.
All right. The Simpsons, we know the way. Do we have to make
all So we've been there like 2-3 times?
No, you don't.
Well, I...
Audrey, while we're walking around town, I commissioned the night vision goggles, dark vision goggles.
Okay, you commission them.
Okay.
They'll get done eventually.
Here's what I
Four
suggest.
Days.
That's how long it'll take to make. It'll get done eventually.
Before we grab some, like, alchemist fire or something so that we can drop it down on that creature in the first...
Drop, jerk!
and then hop down. We'll kill it. And then hop down.
Did you see how
do we
big
kill it?
That was?
Does the force wall go from floor to ceiling under?
Oh.
He's talking about the creature in the pit.
Talking about
the
creature.
Pit. Okay.
And then, because that's where Runikura went to, so theoretically that means there's a lower level. There might be some staircase or something somewhere, but
I have 600
going down floors. Through the way that we know exists, that there is a blade barrier cool. through.
No, instead of it, there's a gigantrian-sized tentacle beast.
Well,
that's why we have to prepare for it. That's what
do you guys think its tentacles could actually reach up out of the hole? What would it take to make that kind of guess? Wisdom check?
Dungeoneering.
But we saw how long his tentacles were.
Yeah.
We saw how long they came out. We didn't see how long they could stretch.
They stretched 10 feet under us. That's where you were.
Yeah.
We know
they did stretch up a bit higher than that because they grabbed you.
Yeah.
Well, buy some extra arrows, and then I kind of like that idea. We'll just
why don't we just grab a keg of alchemist fire and take it down?
That's what I was saying.
How much would the keg of alchemist fire do?
A keg?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's usually a gallon, which is a small keg.
Mm-hmm. Aren't the alchemist fires an ounce for six?
No, it's a pint.
Oh, really?
It's a pint. I checked it. I was like, that's weird. So you're actually hurling something. I can see why now it has a ranging number of 10 feet. Huh! So 2 pints per 1 quart. So do 8b6 fire.
And just once?
Just once. Yeah. It explodes. It's alchemist fire. It doesn't burn.
That I don't think would be enough to kill it.
Yeah.
Could get a couple.
Especially since fire didn't seem very effective.
We can just break down the pit with the hammer. And then just kick the kegs in there.
That's what I was thinking.
Try and blind it.
Maybe.
If it's possible.
No, maybe.
Maybe.
Coat it. Stick like.
So at least we can just try and swing past it.
Maybe stick like really bloody stakes around the alchemist fire cake so that it eats the
keg. By the way,
when
we walked
in
back to
on
the
inside.
In the new Runihura, mm-hmm. did the pit go off on us?
No.
Why should we might not even need to worry about it.
Well, it was remote. Well, I wasn't worrying about it.
Oh,
we're trying to get to that's how we get to the lower level.
Well, how much does a keg of alchemist fire cost?
Basically, figure 8 times the normal thing of alchemist fire.
Isn't alchemist fire like really cheap?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't memorize alchemist fire. Good
I would,
forward.
But you know, you have my PHB.
Someone has that in the Streska, maybe.
Special items. Alchemist Fire is 20 gold.
Ow. So it'd be 160 per keg.
That sounds about right. Per gallons. To everyone except me, since I keep having to spend gold.
You don't have to spend gold.
Yeah, but then Steven complains that he doesn't get to use his 12,000 point gold magic item.
Did you, spend 1,000 on your New Year's Resurrection?
I'm, like, broke. Point. Well, you're not spending 1,000 yet.
Resurrection.
Yeah. I have 1,748. Kind of where I'm at. We're broke, Steven.
Yep.
Darn the fact that we're not magical creatures.
Yep, and we're the melee people. It's kind of what happens.
Yeah, we have to spend gold upgrading our gear.
Oh, by the way, if nobody minds, I'm going to take the +2 ring of deflection.
Okay.
No, so I need to make a chain shirt out of them.
No, no,
do
you
have
plus
an extra
one
enlarged person ring now?
Yeah, we have an enlarged person ring now.
Is it
Wait, does all that equipment work?
Okay.
No.
It looks like it works.
And then, okay. So, oh, we've got a ring of false enlarge person. Let me get some stools, magic aura, or something like that.
But of course, you know, I don't think anyone uses it. You know, puts on the ring and kind of goes, "Heh, now I'm large."
No.
Boo.
Yeah, I don't think you guys really loot Rooney Hura and then use her his equipment.
When he doesn't come back, I'm kind of go. That's odd. I suppose I do try and activate the ring when we realize it's they're fake, just to kind of double check.
You have no idea what the command word is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a command item.
Obviously,
it's kind of like my rope. It's a command.
Is it a mental command item? Okay. Good.
That's how we designed the damn thing.
22.
Okay.
22. That's not enough to activate blindly.
Damn. What we do is we take all of it, put it in one place, so that way when we get Rooney back, we can get her back.
I think 25 is the DC.
So obviously, the Necromancer looted Rooney, put her on the clone, and sent him to us.
Yes, okay. So we're carrying her shit.
No, we're not carrying her. Put it somewhere.
Okay.
I'm tired of carrying crap.
Are you saying Rooney is crap?
The clone was.
Okay.
It vomited all over the place.
It vomited its internal organs all right. over the place.
Oh, so that's what it looks like.
We've already seen the inside of a dragon.
I got a ton of arrows.
Different stuff.
Activate bond is 25.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
By the way.
So, we can open the pit and I can start plunking it full.
What if it's familiar since I've seen him several times?
It doesn't matter what familiar.
You should, you should bring Rooney Hura's corpse, or the clone's corpse, to your wife.
No.
She seems to have a taste for dragon. This is out of character, by the way.
I'm not going anywhere near that shiz!
Andre, does the ring work?
Is that you asking me if they're copying the ring they took off my
finger? Oh, you've been ignored.
I'm playing the battle map.
Does it work?
What work?
The ring.
The ring? No. Well, what'd you get, 25?
I got a 30.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work for you.
Okay. It doesn't work.
We'll just put all the stuff in one place and give it to Rooney when we get back.
Here's your clone stuff.
Well, it's all fake.
It might be her stuff.
Large person.
Well, it doesn't work.
Larger, harder person.
Alright, well, I have arrows.
Sweet!
If you guys want to get that Alphinspire stuff, go ahead. And otherwise, we'll just open the thing and plunk it full of arrows.
I don't know what the next one up is, actually. It may or may not be Gargantuan.
Alright, how much. Ryan?
What?
How many Alphinspires do you want to get?
Gargantuan? I think
Colossal. Let's at least get like 3 or 4. And then we can shoot arrows at it.
We need a large, huge.
I think we need
Gargantuan Colossal.
3 or 4.
Planetary.
At that point, you're entering slime.
160 gold?
Awesome.
At that point,
which only exists in Mutants and Masterminds.
They're 160 a piece,
that's,
right?
That's what it said.
4 is 640.
But remember,
we'll go ahead and get
the size.
Okay, you want to just split it? Steven, are you paying?
If you want to split it.
Okay. 320, Ryan.
Alrighty.
Because everyone else is screwed us over.
I have effectively 767.
What happened to all the pencils? There's like 4 on top of here. Oh, okay.
Tyler, how much is it if you want part of mine?
640 divided by
2.
Are we eating soon?
We're getting
15. Okay. No. 2. 10. End point two, 10 divided by 3. So
213.33333.
That's what I said.
Yes.
So
213.
Yep.
Well, technically, yeah.
By the way, Steven, Ryan, even though you are both chaotic, you still might not be able to use my goggles.
Why?
They're command activated.
Yeah.
But even if you know the command word and you're not chaotic, it won't work.
Mm-hmm. If you don't have use magic device. So most paladins cannot use my goggles.
Yes.
No paladins.
Paladins of chaos.
Paladins of chaos.
What is the command
Well,
word?
There's Paladins of Tyranny, no, there Paladin are, of Freedom.
There are, yeah, it's Paladin of Freedom.
That's a fake Paladin.
What so what, a paladin of tyranny is not a fake paladin?
It is a fake paladin as well, because it doesn't exist.
What are you going to make the command word?
Dick is gay.
Command yeah, that's phrase. Actually
three. Yeah, it'd be command phrase.
Okay.
Dick is gay.
Dick likes to take it in the butt.
Get it? Dick is gay? So that must mean Tana's gay, because she doesn't like the dick. Dicks are gay. Well,
Donna's bi, so...
Right, okay. So, you guys are back at the wonderful, lovely dungeon.
Again. We bought 4 alchemist fire kegs.
We beat the thing, trap door open.
Yeah.
Kick kegs in there.
At this point, I'm like...
Boom, boom, boom.
Ow!
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, go ahead and roll...
A lot of
32d6.
But we just roll 3 times 8d6 since he has 5 resistance.
Yes. Do you want me to roll, Ryan?
You roll this one, and I'll, you roll 2, I'll roll 2.
Do you have all the d6s already?
Okay, at this point, I'm like, collect them then.
The reason is they left to Bart's, came back, there's 12 hours, and left to the city.
They're probably rested.
Where's the
11 hours more?
Yeah, I mean it's been about a couple days.
At this point, I've probably given up on them. 2 days of just
yeah, it's been about 3.5 days now. Mm-hmm.
I lose my will to be with them. I'm not.
You know that we had a clone. Maybe we're dead. Maybe your clone killed us.
Yeah, you were just that badass.
I guess.
You were injured.
Well, I guess I could ask him. He'd probably know.
Hmm?
Where are they? They died?
No, they left.
Huh. Oh.
With your decoy. I assume they're going to be back. The clones only have a lifespan of 2 or 3 days before they...
Did you roll 2, Ryan?
Violently decombine. Violently end themselves.
Shit. I don't have to, like, sleep or go to the bathroom or eat or anything.
You do have to sleep.
It takes 50 total from
okay.
me.
Okay.
From the 86? Wow.
Yep.
How much?
Very nice rolling.
That's yep. 16d6.
Minus 10, so I actually rolled a...
Oh, you rolled 16d6?
Yes.
Okay, that's better.
It was 16d6 minus 10.
Okay. That's still good rolling.
Are you going to make any more of me?
18 plus 25.
No. Well, actually, yes, when they come back to try and rescue you.
He takes 43
if
for mine.
If they come back, sad
so
face.
So 50 and 43 is 93.
Ow!
And plus whatever damage we already did, unless he's fast dealing.
He healed that.
Okay.
It's been 2 days of rest.
You did 93?
We did 93.
Oh, okay.
Ow!
Alright, let's kill it.
Alright, plunking 4 arrows.
Okay.
I hope you guys brought extra arrows.
I did. I brought 60.
I brought enough.
If that's not enough arrows, wow.
It's still a natural 1 check to hit, right?
Yeah, you still have to make your natural 1 checks to hit.
Do you
still have to roll to hit.
Just for fun.
What?
Don't waste it.
No. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Because if I'm going to be using a 3rd level spell... I'm probably going to cast some other spell. You cast Rudy Whispers and let it grapple me.
Do I get my sneak attack damage on a cave of alchemist fire?
No.
Damn.
Andre, I've done 14 points of damage so far.
Nice. Also, Ryan, it wouldn't matter because this thing's immune to crits.
So, oh, that's right.
So I'm waiting to see what everybody else does. I've done taking 2 rounds of action.
Yeah, 108. It has taken.
What's its hit points?
592.
Okay, so this is going to happen for a while.
Oh, Billy!
So we sit here and shoot it for a
while. I want to see if you guys run out of arrows first.
Okay.
That's what I said. Keep going.
Because it can't be crit on, and it has fast healing.
Look, I hit one.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, if it does have fast healing, I don't think we're going to do enough damage to it fast enough, Andre.
Yeah.
I was just saying.
Okay, I guess we're going to have to find some other way down there.
Like I said, did you want the line definite, or...
Do
you want to go down and start smashing it? Try and blend it, it'll give us a chance to get past... I don't know.
Why don't we all just jump down and stand on it and stab it and stuff?
Sure, if you want to do that.
Is it healing faster than they're damaging it?
It heals at a rate of 5.
Oh, so no.
I'm just saying it does have fast healing.
Okay, well, how many rounds have you guys shot it already?
I shot one.
Stop. Everyone stop, please. Okay, what was the damage after me and Ryan? 92?
Yeah,
93.
Oh, so it's at 107 right now.
Okay, each round I want you guys to take off 5 on the damage you do, so I don't have to keep changing it that way.
That would just be for one of us.
Is somebody keeping track of the...
Okay, so it was 93 the first round.
Yes.
Okay, so it heals 5.
Just take off 10 in the next turn.
Okay. I did 10 this turn with my bow.
Okay, ignore Ryan.
What was that?
Is the next
that was
round?
Minus the 5.
Okay, so you did 5.
How much did you do? He did 10 minus the 5. No, he did 15 minus 5.
In the first
10.
Round, correct?
Okay, you did 15 in the first round?
Yes.
Okay, minus he did 5.
Yes.
No, so he did 10.
Oh, never mind. I did shoot 2 times.
That's you have to.
It doesn't have DR, but how much did you do?
First round, effectively, I did 7.
Oh, that's right.
Did you minus anything?
No.
Okay.
I took 2 rounds of actions at once, basically. So I between the 2 rounds, I did 14 points of damage.
Okay.
So for simplicity's sake, 7 for first round.
21.
You did 21 first round?
Yes.
Okay, you did 7, 21, plus 5.
Is 33.
Okay, so
wait, plus 5, I thought you did 15 total.
No, he did 5.
Because 2 rounds of healing.
Okay.
He did 5.
Okay.
Trust me here.
Okay.
Okay, so it was 30
and
what?
Used
31, so 6 how more, so 37.
Minus 5?
No. How much damage did you do?
11.
Oh, okay. So
then add 11.
48. Okay, so...
We're making this way more complex than it has to be.
Yeah.
No, it'll go smoother once you guys... Ryan, you minus 5 from yours each round, okay?
I will do that.
Unless you do less than 5.
Okay, it's 40. No.
I can't.
Always minus 5. let's see. So it's... Okay. Second round. Add up your damage, please. I suppose I'll shoot it, too.
Damn it.
So I don't know how many arrows I have, so I won't shoot.
I brought 60. Tap into mine.
You do more damage than me.
Owie!
A bard song.
Tyler, we can use the extra damage for
24.
Okay. Add bard song, by the way.
Oh, okay. So plus 3.
Fail.
I only do 14.
It's 14.
Wait, what? Do your math. Do you have your damage and everything?
No.
I did 10.
Okay, so that's 24. How much did you do?
18.
Did you minus 5?
Yes.
So 24 plus 18. 42.
Actually, keep track of how many arrows have you used.
We are...
Okay, how much did you do?
26.
It's 42 and then 26 is... 68.
68
plus...
So that's 209. Wait.
Plus...
It was 68. Hold on.
It's just amusing.
170. Mm-hmm.
Then you guys are gonna have to try and dig through the damn thing to see if you can get through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ryan's not thinking this through.
Hey,
dude, I figured.
So we did 70, right?
4 alchemist fires would explode through pretty much anything.
Besides our gargantuan.
370.
I don't know what the hell.
How much did you do?
I'm not an alchemist.
6.
Sure,
so 68.
It was 74.
Despite being 74.
Okay.
Let him do his math, and we'll do the next round of attacks. And just subtract how many arrows you use, and then just subtract from what I got.
I have, as of currently, 54 arrows as well. So
I've used 2.
I also brought 6.
Ammo's for weak.
What are you using?
A returning javelin.
Remember, guys, watch for natural ones.
24. You're minusing your 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, Jessica, how much did you do?
15.
15.
14.
29.
12.
41.
41. 68 after what I have.
Thank you. Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production
of a Monty Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at GamersHavenPodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.